Speaking of law enforcement, the president set to announce his gun crime prevention and public safety strategy as the White House looks to tackle crime and the surge across the country. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, gives us the rest of the story. Lloyd?
Paul W., the president is going to be announcing this comprehensive strategy on violent crime prevention this afternoon at a speech at the White House. And it has a particular emphasis on gun crimes because of the nationwide surge in violent crime and gun crimes. And, you know, we talked about it earlier this morning about how the Chief White is going after guns as well here in the city of Detroit. It's not just Detroit. It's all over the country where we have this spike in violent gun crimes. And he's going to address the President Biden, the spikes in shootings and armed robberies and assaults when he announces this plan, which will rely on using American Rescue Plan dollars for more flexible applications, including hiring law enforcement above pre-pandemic levels or using the funds toward community violence intervention programs. And it's called the, from what I have been told, the Comprehensive Strategy to Prevent and Respond to Gun Crime and Ensure Public Safety. It's going to focus on five main pillars, one being stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violence, including holding rogue firearm dealers accountable for violating federal laws, support local law enforcement with federal tools and resources to help address summer violent crime, invest in evidence-based community violence interventions, expanding summer programming, employment opportunities, and other services and support for teenagers and young adults, and finally helping former incarcerated individuals successfully re-enter the communities that they live in. And he's going to announce that the administration will convene and support a community violence intervention collaborative program in more than a dozen jurisdictions. And those jurisdictions are going to commit to using a portion of the American Rescue Plan funding and other public funding to increase investment in community violence intervention programs. So
there's no question safety is the most important thing that any government can offer its people. And I'm not against this idea at all, but I will point out, as you've just mentioned twice now, Lloyd, that a portion of their American Rescue Plan funding could be used in this fighting of crime. And that's great, but now it shows you, as we discussed earlier, that when we think, oh, good, now they can use part of that American Rescue Plan to finally fix our roads and bridges, to finally attack our infrastructure. This is just an indication of, in a sense, the problem of having a bushel basket of money laid out in front of you and then all the different ways you could spend it. This is just another way. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm merely pointing out it is a possibility or chance that the money that we thought upon our earlier discussions would go for infrastructure and for fixing the doggone roads, et cetera, may never get there.
Well, I know it's American Rescue Plan dollars, and we need rescue from gun violence. And so if they're going to apply it towards that, that's, I think, a good way to use some of that money.
I suspect between now and when that money is available, we'll come up with a lot of very good ways to spend that money. Thank you, Lloyd. We appreciate it. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, with that announcement for the president announcing his gun crime prevention public safety strategy.